Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have all made it successfully to a Friday afternoon, baby. We've also made it to the NHL trade deadline. Within the hour, we'll find out if the red-hot New York Islanders want to add to their playoff push. We'll find out if the New York Rangers want to continue to add pieces to a team that better win the Stanley Cup, because if they don't, it's a disaster. We'll find out all those answers within the next hour. Any trade of significance that goes down, you'll hear the glass break. We'll mix in some baseball a little bit later on. But I remember just a few short days ago, something happened in the world of football. The Denver Broncos announced they had released Russell Wilson. And one thing that I think is very, very important is to do what I like to call the New York check. Just a quick check on, hey, okay, Russell Wilson's available. Does he make sense for the New York Jets? And we very quickly said, nah, makes no sense. Nate Hackett, Russell Wilson, backing up Rodgers. And then we got to the Giants, and I was surprised how Tiki thought about it and Sean thought about it. And we had a nice little discussion, like a mini discussion. And then we moved on, thinking, all right, that was it. We did our little New York check. But Russell Wilson will probably end up in Pittsburgh or Las Vegas or what have you. And then the news broke in just the last few hours that Russell Wilson decided he was tired of pumping his own gas. He stopped in the state of New Jersey.
Oh, shut up with the gas.
He let someone else pump his own gas. And then he met with the New York football Giants for what they're calling an exploratory meeting.
Oh, so interesting.
What do you think, right, Teak?
So I remember you asked it. We did the New York check. Was it the Jets and the Giants? And it was kind of like, eh, no, definitely no for the Jets. And it was like a, eh, okay with the Giants. But I got it. Like, I don't want them, but I could understand why it would be somewhat interesting. And look, I want to say hell no to this. Like, I really do. I want to say no chance do I want Russell Wilson after two consecutive seasons destroying years for coaches and out in Denver. First, Nate Hackett, who's now with the Jets, and obviously Sean Payton, who couldn't wait to get rid of him. I think when the season started, he wanted to get rid of Russell Wilson. So my gut says no, 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 no. But when I think about the opportunity that it brings to the Giants to have a known winner, whether or not he's going to fit the system or not, but someone who can make plays, who might be over the hill, but still has a little bit left, as we saw at points last season, it kind of gets interesting. And it's why the Giants took this meeting. Now, is it going to happen? I don't know. This came out of nowhere for me. Like, it just didn't seem like it was on the Giants' radar. But there is one thing that you can take from this. The New York Giants are done, as was reported, and from the combine, with Daniel Jones.
Mm.
You don't take a meeting with Russell Wilson unless you're already ready to move on from Daniel Jones. Now, he's going to be here because he's got a $40 million salary, and the cap hit would be exorbitant for them to absorb. But it is clear they're moving on from Daniel Jones, whether it's this year or next year, it's happening.
If you're moving on from Daniel Jones, which I think they should do, I'm in that camp of he can't stay healthy. You can't rely on him.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to move on. Then I would also be in the camp, which I've been when we've talked about this, that you got to find his replacement.
Yeah.
And when you're picking as high as the New York Giants happen to be picking this year, a place you hope you're never picking again because you feel like you'll be competent enough to not be picking sixth in the NFL draft, that you should take advantage of it. If the New York Giants sign Russell Wilson, and yes, from a financial standpoint, no big deal. He will make the veterans minimum. It will cost them nothing. But if you sign Russell Wilson, you know what that reeks of me?
What's
reeks
that?
To me? It reeks of a head coach and a general manager that's not thinking about 3 years from now, not thinking about turning this franchise around. You know what they're thinking about?
What's that?
Short-term fix and saving their jobs.
Actually, I don't think, I see it completely different
than
you.
He's 36 years old. At least he's going to be 36 years old.
I see it completely different than
that. How so?
So when if Russell Wilson gets, I don't know, signed by the New York Giants and becomes, and he's here and he's a veteran, I see him as a short-term, like, short bridge to whoever they acquire this year, likely in the draft.
Oh, so you think they would sign Russell Wilson and still draft a quarterback?
Because I think with Daniel Jones, because he's the way it's perceptually looked at, under contract for three more seasons, in theory. Obviously, they can get out of it after this one, but his contract is for three more seasons. Daniel Jones isn't the mentor for the young player. Just doesn't really make sense because Daniel Jones is still climbing in theory in his career, whereas Russell Wilson's on the backside of his career. He can win some games. We saw it last year. It wasn't great, but he can win some games, right? But he's also perfectly positioned to come in for a year and mentor a young player.
Well, hold on, take you real quick.
That's what it feels like.
We got to take a quick time out.
So play and mentor and then see you later.
Oh, hold on.
That's what that would feel like to me.
I want to address that in a second, but I got to ask you something.
What's that?
All right. And you know guys around the league. You do meetings with guys around the leagues. I'm giving you a fan opinion, and you tell me if I'm crazy. And I'm going to ask it while telling you an opinion.
Okay.
It's like a question opinion.
Right.
Do you think Russell Wilson is a mentor?
I didn't think that. I mean, no.
Exactly.
But I didn't think that Kurt Warner was either.
Oh, touche.
I'm just telling
and
you.
And was he? Do you think he was a good mentor for Eli?
Absolutely was.
Fair enough.
It's one thing that he doesn't get a credit for, and obviously because Eli was bad that rookie season. But I think having that experienced voice who ultimately became a Hall of Famer in the same meeting room with Eli, it was important.
Right, I want to get something straight, though, because I think what's so fascinating about interest in Russell Wilson is there's a lot of layers to this.
It's very similar. Now that you think of that, I think about Kurt Cousins. It's very similar.
Kurt Warner.
It's very similar.
Okay.
Kurt didn't think he was done.
Right. And I don't think Russell Wilson thinks he's done.
Of course he doesn't think he's done.
There's a lot of layers to this. I want to make sure I'm getting what you're selling here on Russ.
Go ahead.
Bring him in on a one-year deal.
Yep.
You're done
That's
with Daniel
getting,
Jones.
By the way.
I agree. But you're still drafting a quarterback, and you're still looking for your future.
Yes.
So you're going to, next year in the quarterback room, forget Tommy DeVito, poor guy's screwed. Forget about him. You're going to have a quarterback room of Daniel Jones coming off a torn ACL. Mm-hmm. A quarterback room of Russell Wilson, while even though he's not making a lot of money from the Giants, he's Russell Wilson. He's been in multiple Super Bowls, and he's still getting paid like $38 million. It's just coming from a different franchise.
Yes.
And then also, some young quarterback who's being groomed for the future, but has basically no shot to play in 2024 because he's being CB'd by both Russell Wilson and Daniel Jones.
Yes.
That's your plan.
Yes. Okay. That's what it feels like to me. Now, Daniel Jones could be traded. I'm just looking at it.
Kenny?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The pre-June 1 trade cap hit is $33 million.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a ton, but the cap went up significantly. So if you are Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, and you want to extend your window, I already said they kind of were lobbying for one more year to 2024. If you want to extend that window to like 2026,
mm-hmm.
you draft a quarterback.
Right.
And you bring in a guy in Russell Wilson who can win and has a history of winning, and you let him be that guy for next year and then groom the guy behind him. That gives you like two more years of runway. So just the idea and the fact that they're having a conversation with Russell Wilson tells me that they're at least thinking about that plan. Like, we know what their plan is. Yeah, we hope Daniel Jones is our starting quarterback. They're going to say all the right things. We believe he's on track. He's healthy, yada, yada. But we're adding a quarterback. That's what the plan is.
Right.
Plan B is what they just explored with Russell Wilson coming into town yesterday.
Well, I'm very excited to let the audience know Sean Morash decided to come to work today.
I'm here, baby.
So, your thoughts on Russell Wilson?
I am giddy today.
Giddy,
I'm excited giddy. Today. I wish I knew he was in the airport. I would have showed him around town and helped him find a home. I want Russ in New York now.
With what plan, though? The plan of
by the way,
what
the plan
Tiki
that
I'm talking about.
Tiki's plan, I want him to have a chair right next to Joe Shane. It makes a lot of sense for two reasons. Number one, where the Giants currently sit at sixth overall, two second-rounders as well, they cannot guarantee themselves one of the top three quarterbacks. More on that later. I am sure they're still going to explore trading up. They're going to explore all of these options. However, outside of Caleb Williams, all of these guys, from J.J. McCarthy to Michael Penix down to the other two, Jaden Daniels and Drake May, all of them have enough warts that I'm sure under the perfect plan, a team like the Giants and Brian Daboll would like the quote-unquote Patrick Mahomes plan of sitting for a year or Jordan Love anyway. And Russell Wilson, you talked about mentor. You can't tell me he didn't help Geno Smith at all for that year or two that he was in Seattle before he became a starter and helped him revitalize.
It's different. You know why that's different, by the way?
Because he didn't know he was he would know
Bingo.
He was
Bingo. Yeah, okay. He was mentoring a guy who in his mind is like, well, if he ever starts, it ain't going to be here. He also wasn't a kid that he was
but
mentoring.
But here's the thing, and you talked about it, and there's offset money and all of this. He's only going to get a one-year deal, Russell Wilson. So he has no choice to be on his best behavior. He has no choice but to know, you know what, no matter what, this could be a win-win spot where I play really well, and then I get to revitalize my career elsewhere. And oh, by the way, a one-year deal, the Giants would get back in that comp pick formula if he signed somewhere else, turn Russell Wilson into a third-round pick down the line as well. I just think it makes all the sense in the world. And on top of it all, the biggest issue I think me and Tiki certainly have had with Daniel Jones, and maybe you're separate from the seven, is it the playing ability. It's the injury problem. And the one thing that the Giants have with this out after 2 years with the Daniel Jones contract is if Daniel Jones gets hurt again, then suddenly they're going to have to kick in guaranteed money on year three and
right.
four. So if they get Russell Wilson in here, as opposed to, you know, insert Tyrod Taylor again, whatever backup you want to pick, Sam Darnold, you get a guy who could bona fide start and give you a reason not to play Daniel Jones, to not risk him getting hurt, to save that money at the end of the year. If they bring in Russell Wilson, I think there's a good chance we're done with Daniel Jones totally.
Oh, I think you're definitely done with Daniel Jones.
I think the fact that they're just talking to Russell Wilson tells you that in their minds, they're done with Daniel
Jones. Oh, yeah. I think that Rich Eisen was 1,000% right based on the rumors he heard at the combine, number one. Number two, I apologize because I had read everything Joe Shane had said in his postseason news conference to what he said at the combine as a guy that still believed in Daniel Jones. Actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
And the actions are of a general manager, rightfully so, by the way, who's saying, I don't believe in this guy and I want to move on. But the way I look at this is, what are you doing with Russell Wilson? That's the key to all this to me. Because my first impression is if you sign Russell Wilson after exploratory conversations and they lead to a place where you guys want to hook up and you get together on a one-year deal, my knee-jerk reaction is that they're not going to execute your plan or Sean's plan. My knee-jerk reaction is they're basically saying, you know what? Russell, compete with Daniel Jones. He'll beat him out for the job. And that could be our guy for the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
That's how I sort of take it, because Russ is 35 and a 36 with a pretty damn good resume.
But Evan, that's not bad. Like, if the Giants sign Russell Wilson and he plays, say he plays this year, whatever happens with Daniel Jones happens, whether they trade him or he just loses the job and he's sent behind him. If Russell Wilson plays this year and he plays well and they also bring in a young quarterback, doesn't that benefit the young quarterback as well?
I'm not against
it. If he plays well and it ends up being 2 years, or let's say even 3 years, this young guy quarterback gets to sit for a couple of years, and now you don't obviously get to evaluate him, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's what we talk about that we want young quarterbacks to be able to do, not have to play
right
away. And if Russ is good and it becomes more than a one-year deal, then it puts him in the scenario that we've been talking about with the teams that have young quarterbacks.
I'm not.
Right? The team is good when the young quarterback took over. Pat Mahomes was on a good Kansas City Chiefs. Brock Purdy was on a good 49ers team. Those are the quarterbacks, these young ones, that tend to be successful. Jordan Love was on a good Green Bay Packers team. They weren't championship viable, but they're not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not the Houston Texans that C.J. Stroud had to lift out of the doldrums down there in Houston. So, like, when you have a good team and you put a young quarterback in a good situation, better things happen than, this team sucks. Let's just throw the young quarterback out there. He'll figure it out. That is usually not a winning formula.
No, I am not against the idea of signing Russell Wilson as long as they're committed to what you're saying, which is a long-term plan to find the answer. I'm not convinced that's the case, though.
No, hold on.
If they sign Russell Wilson.
Why not?
I just told you.
No, but they have said all along here, Joe Shane has said, no matter what, they were going to be in the pool for a veteran quarterback, and it would not prohibit them from drafting one. Now, if you're
telling... There's a difference between veteran quarterback without name and Russell Wilson, who's been to the Pro Bowl nine times and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that's not the same guy.
And I was going to say, some of those veteran quarterbacks without name probably are going to cost more than Russell Wilson's going to cost.
It's not about cost, Sean. I'm not bringing up cost.
But that becomes the best of both worlds, doesn't it?
Listen, you're not listening to me. What I'm saying is I'm okay with signing Russell Wilson as long as you continue to pursue finding your future quarterback. You obviously agree with me. You're just mad that I'm presenting the possibility that they're not going to do that.
No,
that's all I'm telling you. If you sign Russell...
What would prevent them from doing that?
Because, as you've said a million times, you got to build that ass. And so instead of using a premium pick on a quarterback, they may use premium picks on wide receivers and offensive linemen and linebackers.
All right, hold on.
And then it's a quarterback room of Russ, Daniel Jones, and Tommy DeVito.
There's still free agency that we have to deal with. And again, we're going to know all this before the draft.
Yes.
But free agency is going to determine a lot about the direction, both of the Jets and the Giants. And who are those asses that they're going to build and stick in front of whoever the quarterback is? But I think what Sean is saying, and he's right about this, is that if you want to build the line with free agency, great. And now you have your quarterback that you can address in two different ways. A veteran that you bring in, it's going to cost you nothing in Russell Wilson. He's free, so he can sign whatever he wants.
Yes.
Right? It could be in Las Vegas. It could be, who is the other team that gets?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh could be in Pittsburgh.
That's where he's meeting next.
Right? It could be any of these spots, but coming to the Giants, he'll have a real chance to play.
Yes.
Right? And if he plays well and he also helps mentor whoever they also now potentially draft, then he's in a perfect spot.
It's a
perfect win-win for the Giants and for Russell Wilson.
No, but hear me out. I'm agreeing with you.
I don't think this is their plan A. This is not their plan A.
What, the Giants' plan A?
The Giants' plan A is not Russell Wilson.
What's the Giants' plan A?
Giants' plan A is Daniel Jones is our starting quarterback. We're going to find one, whether that's we're going to move up in the draft or we're going to wait for one to follow us in the draft. Second rounder, whether it's Michael Penix or Bo Nix or whoever the heck is out there.
Okay.
I believe that's their plan. That's their plan A. They're exploring with Russell Wilson, which tells me that plan A and plan B have the same result, which is Daniel Jones is not our starting quarterback in 2 years.
Forget Daniel Jones, because we all agree they should move on from him. All I'm simply saying, and here's what's funny. You agree with me. You're just mad that I'm skeptical of the Giants' plan. If they sign Russell Wilson, everything you laid out, you're right.
Right.
You still need to find your future at quarterback. That's what I'm making clear.
Yes.
That can't change. I'm skeptical they're going to do that.
Why do you think that that's not going to happen? You think they're in a win-now situation?
I think they're in a win-some-games, let's continue to build the roster with draft capital situation.
Look, they won.
I would disagree with that. I think they should draft a quarterback. I've said that from the beginning. Or trade for Justin Fields. I'm not eliminating that, but they're clearly not interested in doing that. And I've made that clear to you why. I think they need to find their long-term replacement for Daniel Jones. Do we all agree with that? We all on the same page?
Yeah.
They need to find their long... Okay. I'm okay with adding Russell Wilson as long as the pursuit of finding their long-term answer at quarterback remains the same. So we agree. Where we differ is I'm skeptical they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm skeptical that this is great. Like, Sean's framing it. We get Russell Wilson.
What gives you that skepticism?
Why not?
Your Jet hateration?
It has nothing to do with the Jets. It has to do with hesitation on that. What makes you think they are? How about that? Why is this question to be made?
Because he said so.
He didn't say exactly what he's going to do.
Joe Shane hasn't specifically said
we're adding a veteran and drafting a quarterback.
Here's what I know. Russell Wilson is not your future.
Agreed.
He is not your... I don't care where he goes.
We agree.
I don't care if he goes to Vegas or he goes to Pittsburgh or he comes to the New York Giants. He is not your future. He is no longer good enough to be looked at as, oh, he's our future for 3 or 4 years. He's not that player anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But he does have success. He is a veteran, and he's won. And so if they bring in Russell Wilson, especially with the number that it's costing them, that's why I think it makes sense. If he was a regular free agent quarterback like Kirk Cousins, it would make zero sense to bring Russell Wilson in.
Right.
But the fact that he's going to make $2 million a year, $3 million, whatever the heck the number is, it's going to be minimal. It's going to be less collectively with that quarterback, with Daniel Jones, Russell Wilson, and whatever quarterback they bring in than it is for most teams that are at the high end of the market.
Right.
Right? Just because of the numbers. And so it's not mutually exclusive to bring in Russell Wilson, and then also go get another quarterback, a young quarterback that could potentially be your future. But all I know, and my biggest takeaway from it, is that I now feel convinced that Daniel Jones is not that future.
I agree.
Despite being 26 years old.
Yes.
He's not that future any longer. Because you don't have an exploratory conversation with Russell Wilson if you believe in Daniel Jones.
Now, to the Giant fans out there, are you getting excited? Are you interested? Are you repulsed? Sean's excited. Some Giant fans are repulsed. What I find humorous about this is not that long ago. I'd say it was about a year and a half ago. Russell Wilson to the Giant conversation occurred right here on WFAN, and the tone of the conversation was far different. Far different. We were giving up picks. We were giving up assets. We were saying, you got to trade for a franchise quarterback. What are we doing? And then the Denver Broncos did it, and it turned into one of the worst trades in the history of football.
No, it is the worst trade in the history of football. That was 2 years ago. Worst trade in the history of the National Football League.
And now, when we talk about Russ to the Giants, the conversation tone is completely different.
Right.
It's veterans minimum. It's Tiki
but that's here for a year. But that's only because $39 million of his salary is going to be paid by the Denver Broncos.
No, I get why, but it's very, very different. Do you want him? Because they met. And yes, Russell Wilson got to experience something that a lot of our audience loves and experiences every day. Someone else pumped his gas in the state of New Jersey.
Shut up.
We'll get to your calls next, 877-337-6666. We are now within 38 minutes of the NHL trade deadline. If the Rangers or Islanders or Devils make a move of significance, you will hear the glass break. And even if they don't, we'll give you a quick reaction of what did and didn't happen at the trade deadline coming up a little bit after 3 o'clock. In honor of Russell Wilson visiting the great state of New Jersey to have an exploratory meeting with the New York Giants, I got a big blue beard today. How about that? Does that make you feel good as a Giant legend?
It matches your shirt, too.
Yeah, I'm wearing a blue shirt, and I got a blue beard. Big blue beard for all the Giants out there.
I'm starting to think this is intentional for you.
What is?
The other day you had green, started talking about the Jets. The day we had red, you started talking about the Rangers. Maybe it was the Devils.
Maybe it was the Devils. The beautiful thing about blue is that a lot of our teams in our area feature blue.
Mm-hmm.
The Islanders, the Rangers, the Knicks, the Mets, the Giants. So I was thinking throughout the show, I'm going to say it's blue for that.
So for right now,
yeah, later on it'll be for the Mets. Later after that it'll be for the Knicks in honor of their huge game tonight against the Orlando Magic. But I am curious. So Russell Wilson has an exploratory meeting with the Giants. We assume Joe Shane is in the meeting. We assume Brian Daboll is in the meeting. Is it fair to assume John Mara is in the meeting, in your opinion?
I would think so.
Okay. So John Mara, Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, they meet with Russell Wilson. Obviously, I think everyone has a relationship, so I'm sure they know him. Maybe not a close relationship. I think one of the guys on their coaching staff was in school with Russell Wilson back in the day, Shea Tierney. So there is some kind of overall connection. What are they talking about in the exploratory meetings?
Well, it's interesting because I think in some exploratory meetings, they'll talk about scheme. Like, what would you do in this situation? Or tell us about your offense in Seattle or in Denver, actually, is more apt. And it's just is there a synergy there? But I think this one is mostly about where is your mind at? Like, how long do you want to play? Do you like New York? Would you want to play
here? So it's like dating. You're beating around the bush. They don't just simply ask, hey, Russ, do you want to be our quarterback?
Yeah, they're not going to go in and make an offer. Like, hey, we want to offer you this, this, and this, and we want you to do this, this, and that.
Right.
It's more, let's get to know each other. I don't really know you. Let's figure out what makes you tick.
You know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
And I did a lot of this back in the day.
Tinder?
Yes, not Tinder, but a first date after you met someone online. It's like, all right,
I'm a loser.
Let's beat around the bush here.
How much did you lie in your profile?
Never. Oh, I was 100% accurate.
No, I'm saying that's what you're doing when you have those meetings finally. You're like, all right, you don't really look like that.
Exactly.
Maybe that's your hot sister.
He must have
dyed your hair.
There was that rare time, I'll never forget this, where I sat down, the girl immediately was like, so we can have sex or not? I'm like, are you kidding me?
Whoa!
Yeah.
Check, please.
No, I didn't do it.
Really?
I didn't do it. Nah, it's just
a little too forward for you?
Too far. Yeah, we didn't connect, you know? I'm not just an animal.
He didn't? Whoa.
I'm not an animal. We didn't connect.
Who cares?
I mean, who cares? I care.
We live our entire lives being the one that asks that question. When that question is asked to us, you say yes every single time.
To any person in the world? No.
You were just not attracted to her.
A couple of things. No. It wasn't just a physical thing. It was a mental
thing.
It's
always a physical thing.
Evan.
What? Evan. The guy who's been with the same woman since he was 12 is Evaning me.
Well, listen.
Go ahead. Evan me.
Regrets. I had a few.
Look. Join the club.
Much like we do with baseball players or football players, we compare Tiki and Boomer. Stats matter, bro. And if you could have padded another seventh inning homer, you take the homer, dude.
It's a line drive in the box score. They just want to know how many.
First of all, listen to these animals, the way they're talking.
How's it an animal? No one said you had to marry this woman, but one night, you could fall in love for one night.
I mean, I got one guy's telling me you got to pad your stats. I got the other one saying, close your eyes, it doesn't matter. And I'm saying I'm a human being. We didn't connect. But that's not the point. My point is, when Russell Wilson is meeting, somehow this went back to that, Russell Wilson is meeting with the New York Giants, they don't just have a blunt conversation, because the blunt conversation to me, if I'm Russ, would be, hey, I still think I'm great. I still think I have that Hall of Fame trajectory. Things went bad in Denver. They were a little bit better last year. I mean, his overall numbers were pretty good. Team didn't win. He made some mistakes late in games. But I think I sit down and say, I still think I'm great. How do you view me? Because I want to play. I'm not coming here to hold a clipboard. And if you're the Giants, I think you got to be honest. And what's the honest answer? See, that's the debate we had earlier. I still think that their honest answer may be, we're not drafting a quarterback.
Yeah.
You're going to get a real chance to take Daniel Jones' job and maybe be our guy for the next 3 years. Or were they telling him what you would envision, which is, Russ, going to be honest with you, we're probably drafting someone who's the long-term answer.
Yeah.
Are they having that conversation?
I don't think they're getting that detailed, because that would be giving away state secrets, and you don't know who within Russ's camp, whether it's Russ himself or his agent or Ciara or whoever, is going to go tell somebody, oh, this is what the Giants are planning to do. And they won't do that. Like, whatever their plans are, they're not going to discuss with the guy who they don't know.
But then how do you know if Russell Wilson would be okay with what your plan is for
him? You don't. And he's not in a position to be okay or not okay with what their plans are.
That's why you call the talks exploratory.
Yes.
Right. But when you explore, usually you find something. Well, when the meeting is over, and apparently it is, and he's on his way to Pittsburgh now, what do the Giants now know about Russell Wilson? And what does Russell Wilson know about what his role would be here? Because that's significant. That changes at least my opinion, if I go after him.
Do you have to know what your role is?
If you're who?
If you're Russ.
Yeah, when you're making a decision between the Steelers, Giants, and maybe the Raiders.
Aren't you just looking for your best opportunity? And I think you kind of know what it is. Like, you know Daniel Jones is under contract for 3 more years, even though they can get out of after one. You know that Kenny Pickett is drafted 2 seasons ago, and they want to give him every chance to win the job, so you're going to have to go compete. You know that the Las Vegas Raiders drafted Aiden O'Connell, albeit not in the first round, but he played pretty well at moments, and they really like him. So, again, you're going to have to go compete. No matter what Russ is looking at, he's going to have to go compete. So to him, it's going to be, am I better than Kenny Pickett? Am I better than Aiden O'Connell? Can I beat out Daniel Jones? That's what he's thinking about. And I don't know if they have in those conversations explicitly, but I think it's honestly just more of a get to know each other. Like, what makes you tick? Does your mindset do your values, which will come off when you talk to someone in person, do they fit the culture that we're trying to build around our locker room? And then they'll go from there.
First date. That's exactly what it is.
It's a first date.
Let's go to Anthony in Harlem. Good afternoon, Anthony.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. What a beautiful day.
Most certainly. It's Friday, most importantly.
Date, your little Tinder story just reminded me of something. I'm 43 years old. I'm a happily married man.
Yes.
But I like to say this. I didn't get every girl I ever wanted, but I got every girl that ever wanted me.
Funny. Well said.
That's
well
a good
said.
One.
So my Russell Wilson point. Listen, I'm a Jet fan at Teak. We wrote the book on destroying young quarterbacks. Okay? So take my advice, pal. You don't want a quarterback at 6. You're not ready for it yet. You don't have the skill position players. This is a perfect
By the way, I agree with you, Anthony.
This is a perfect situation to bring him into Russell Wilson. You throw him and Daniel Jones and even Tommy DeVito, and you go, this is an open competition. The best guy will play this year that gives us the best chance to win. You draft Malik Nabers at 6, and you see what you have. And you throw it in there, and you see what happens with this situation.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Anthony, that's the best plan.
No, it's not. What?
It is. But it is the best plan.
You said, though, the plan is to get that young quarterback. Well, his plan doesn't involve that.
No, what they're telling us is that their plan is to get the best quarterback. I'm saying as a non-Giant, as a non Dave's and Joe Shaner right now, because Joe Shane and Brian Daboll clearly are looking for a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
We heard it from the combine. You bring in Russell Wilson on an exploratory conversation, you're looking for a quarterback. But to me, what the Giants should do is build that ass, right? Build the offensive line. I think that happens in free agency. But also, go get some studs. And Malik Nabers, he's right. He's the highest rated wide receiver. I know Marvin Harrison is viewed as the top wide receiver in this class, but Malik Nabers is the one that's rated the highest out of all of them. They're kind of similar in size. Maybe
so you
Malik
don't
is
want them
bigger.
To bring in a young quarterback. You want it to be Russell Wilson and Daniel Jones, and that's it.
Because as he said, I don't think the Giants are ready to go win the NFC East next year.
No one's saying they are. It's saying you need to find your long-term answer, and Russell Wilson, who will be 36 in the middle of the season.
He's not, but competition is the most important thing that you can ever have.
See, Sean doesn't like that plan.
Have competition.
That's got to change.
Sean secretly wants a quarterback.
I do, but I also don't want them to force a quarterback that's not there.
Yes.
I don't want J.J. McCarthy at 6 consider. I'd rather take the wide receiver. What I think, and I've amended to, because I was vehemently against what Tiki had said 4 weeks ago, which is, I think with their 2 second-round picks, they're more likely to spend one of them or trade both of them up to 32 with the Chiefs and go take Michael Penix, and that could be the plan.
Let's go to Will in Brooklyn. How you doing, Will?
Oh, wow, that story you told, Evan. What did she look like? Give us an idea.
That's key. Well, that's the key piece of information.
You know, believe it or not, this may stun you. She was cute. It had nothing to do with that. Okay. I didn't have a connection. Plus, she was too forward. Like, it was, I got to get honest. I mean, I can't do this. Forget it. Maybe I left some parts out. Whatever. Go ahead.
You left some stuff out.
Yeah,
all right. No problem.
Did.
No problem.
Yeah. Definitely
all right.
Did.
I did.
We'll get it in the break and post it on social media.
It's pretty clear that the Giants are not going to get trade up for number one or number two, right?
Right.
Washington,
right.
Those guys, that's taken.
Right.
So if they're going to go to three, they got to know that the guy they want is going to be there. So it's not like, Evan, when you say they have to pick the guy, that's like you're saying one of those guys, you're forcing them to pick, somebody.
Yeah. And you can't do that, Will. You got to
do that.
You got to be able to pivot. We saw this happen in the Gettleman era when he wanted to go get Devontae Smith, and then the Eagles, jumped over him, and then you settle for, I forgot who even they drafted. Oh, what's his name? Kadarius Toney. It just didn't make any sense.
Look,
right? You reached.
Yeah,
instead of being prepared.
They shouldn't reach. I agree with that. You shouldn't be forced to necessarily just draft a quarterback because you have to have a quarterback. My point is, they are picking 6th in this draft, and those opportunities don't come around often, especially if you believe in this coaching staff and if you believe in this general manager. And so I think that one of their priorities needs to be finding the quarterback of the future. I think it's got to be a priority. That's my main point to you. And Russell Wilson at this age, well, I think he could definitely help the Giants win next year. I'm not arguing that. I think he's actually become in a weird way underrated based off the way he played last year. So it's not about him. It's more about the fact that I don't answer that long-term question. What I answer is I'm done with Daniel Jones. That's what I answer. And then I'm relying on a 35, soon to be 36-year-old quarterback who's now my guy for the next couple of years, and I'm punting it down the road to find my future. That's not ideal.
No, it's not, but it creates runway to get the thing right. Like to reach now and to put yourself as a staff, Dabes and Joe Shane, to put yourself in peril of being fired because you built the team the wrong way is worse than building it the right way and then finding your quarterback later, right? Because it's all about that. I mean, it's all about building the team, getting the right group of guys around them, and then developing them and teaching them and letting them know what their responsibilities are. Like, all of that is what Dave's culture is about. But it's not necessarily about go get the right quarterback right now.
Let's go to Colin in Hawthorne, New Jersey. How you doing, Colin?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
What's up, man?
Hey, you brought up the comparison with Kurt Warner, bringing him in as, you know, to mentor a young quarterback, yeah. You know. But Kurt Warner, right, he was a really, like, stand-up kind of guy, great character kind of guy. You know, what I recall from that season is, after Eli had his chance to go in, right. You know, he had a bad game. And,
he had a lot of bad games.
And they wanted Kurt Warner to return as starter. Kurt Warner was the one that said, no, leave him in there. He was very supportive of Eli Manning.
Well,
you know?
He was supportive of him because when Eli was a rookie, they basically gave him the whole thing. It wasn't like, we're going to piece this thing together. It's like, here you go. Here it is all. We trust that you'll learn it. And that's why they wanted a veteran. They wanted Kerry Collins to do it. But Kerry was like, I'm not going to be the valet for a guy that's going to take my job in a year. And so Kerry left and Kurt came in. He willingly took on that role, and I think it helped him process all of that, all the information. Now, Eli's smart, and he did a lot of it himself, but having a vet to watch to learn how to learn that stuff is valuable. And look, I don't remember the circumstances of them saying Kurt's going to go back in and Kurt saying, no, I don't want to play. But at the end of the day, it's valuable. We've seen it many times over the course of NFL history. We're sitting for a year or two. It helps you. It helps you become a better player.
Absolutely. I think one of the differences between Kurt Warner and Russell Wilson is this. Kurt Warner, you know, is such a unique story in the history of the NFL, how he comes from the Arena League, takes over the Rams. Mm-hmm. It's the greatest show on turf. They win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then it appeared as if he was virtually going to be out of the league.
No, he was.
So he's
like
done.
The Giants were one of his last options.
Right. So he goes to the Giants as a guy, and at the time he wasn't even that old. He was 33, younger than Russell Wilson. But he felt like a guy who was just done, who was never going to get another opportunity. And the reason we think of him now as a Hall of Famer, I think, is because of what happened in Arizona.
Of course.
If he doesn't accomplish what he does there, I think we view Kurt Warner very differently. We say, hey, it was a great flash in the pan. They won with the Rams, and that was it.
Right, with a ton of talent on that Rams.
With
team.
A ton of talent. So I think the way we view him now is, wow, the Giants had this Hall of Fame quarterback that mentored Eli Manning. He was not a Hall of Famer at that moment. Russell Wilson is coming off a year that I think we'd agree was, like, pretty good.
Yeah.
Or adequate.
Yes, there's a lot of similarities. You're right about that. But they're not identical.
I think that's a big difference, though.
Of course it is.
I mean, Russell Wilson still, I am betting anything, Russell Wilson still thinks he's an elite quarterback in the NFL.
Of course he does.
There's no way he's walking around saying, I got to beg for a job. And clearly he doesn't have to because he's only been a free agent for 5 days and he's already taken a couple of meetings.
Yep.
So I think Kurt Warner was in a position of begging for a job.
Yeah, the difference, and this is, I think this is because the Broncos probably felt like they did wrong by him. Kurt, free agency doesn't start until Monday.
Right.
And so Russell Wilson technically shouldn't be meeting with teams unless you were released. And we figured this, we clarified this yesterday because of some of the deals that were already announced
in
free agency. But those deals only happen, including Jonnu Smith, because those players were released before the trade. Before the free agency period.
They get a jump start on free agency.
Right.
Yeah,
so Russell Wilson, although he wasn't released, is designated as released, and the Broncos gave him permission to go talk to other teams ahead of the Monday free agency because they have no intention of re-signing him. So the reason you do that is the tampering period, you know, gives the team that still possesses that player a chance to have some negotiations before the tampering period starts. But they gave him permission 3 days ago, or four right. days ago, to go seek and talk to whoever he wants to.
They're like, just get the hell out of here.
Right. Well, let's be honest. Other players are doing these meetings, and they're just getting photographed at Newark Airport right now.
Right.
That's how true. Legal tampering starts, and suddenly everybody's got a deal.
Right.
Let's go to Pete in Union Beach. How you doing, Pete?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. Good.
I'm Tiki. I'm sorry, man. I'm taking shots at you. You can't see this right because you're just too Daniel Jones and Giants. I'm going to fix the Giants in about 30 seconds. You ready?
30 seconds? Was he Rick Peterson fixing Victor Zambrano?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Okay,
ready?
Go ahead.
You're going to go out and sign the guard from the Lions that became a free agent. Uh-huh. You're gonna bump Evan Neal down into guard to see what that works.
All right, so you got both your guards. So Evan Neal, Jonah Jackson, Schmidt at center, Andrew Thomas at left tackle, and what are you doing right tackle?
At six, I'm drafting a tackle. I'm not getting a receiver because it does not matter what receiver you get at six if you can't protect the guy up front. And then with my two second-round picks, I'm going to get a receiver because if you followed, which I know you do.
Yep, it's a deep draft, wide receiver.
Yep, and then with one of those picks, I'm getting a quarterback, Penix or Bo Nix, and I'm gonna have. I mean, listen, they gave Daniel Jones $40 million. It's make or break.
Right, right. So it's a competition. By the way, Pete, I like that plan.
It's a fine plan.
I guess. Not a bad plan.
I don't know. I'd rather eat kitty litter than have Bo Nix as my quarterback.
Right. I don't love Bo Nix. If it's Michael Penix is sitting there, that's a little bit more interesting.
The funniest part
about then that right tackle pick becomes a lot more important.
The thing, because he's left-handed. The thing I've learned about Sean is that he says today, and I think you should save that clip, Loogie, I'd rather eat kitty litter than have Bo Nix. Is that what you said?
I, Sean Morash, would rather eat kitty litter than have Bo Nix be the Giants' starting quarterback.
Used or unused?
I mean, clearly unused, but, like, choose your pick. That's how much it would be horrible.
So here's what I find interesting about Sean.
Like some fiber. It's going to pass through you. It's going to bind up all that unnecessary stuff, and it'll come out.
It'll pass through me. Bo Nix will take 4 years to pass through me.
So here's the thing. Tell me if you agree with me on this, Tiki. And we've done shows with Sean now for less than a year. It's been since July, so it's not a huge amount of time. He is the kind of fan, and there's nothing wrong with what I'm about to say. We are all very different kinds of fans around here. It's what makes WFAN so unique. Mm-hmm. We're not all the same. Sean's the kind of fan who likes to rationalize.
Yes.
So the moment they draft Bo Nix, the moment he's on this team, Sean will turn that microphone on and say, we got Bo Nix. He's going to be amazing. That's my quarterback.
No, I won't.
Oh, yes,
you
will.
You have me right wrong. What I will say is, you know what? Dable's probably the right coach for Bo Nix. We'll figure it out, but it's going to take a couple of years. But I'd rather not say that and lie out my teeth.
Okay, so Bo Nix stinks. Here's the test. If we were in Detroit for the draft, let's just say for whatever reason we go to Detroit for the draft and we're there and it's this big convention hall and it's like whatever, people step up. Roger Goodell standing up there at the podium. Someone announces the second pick in the New York in the NFL draft. Forget what pick it is. The New York Giants select Bo Nix. What are you doing?
He's booing.
I'm.
Then he's loving him.
No. I'm quickly.
Are you
looking,
booing or are you like? Are you looking at Evan and?
I'm breaking my diet to
Loogie
eat three
and saying what the.
That and then three whole Detroit style pizzas down my face to drown my sorrows and go, how am I going to figure out how to support
nice,
this?
Nice, I'll
guy?
Buy you a beer.
Okay. Yeah, but he just hit on it. How am I going to figure out a way to support this? By 2 o'clock the next day, he will have figured out how. Because he'll sell all of us that we're a bunch of idiots. Bo Nix is going to be great.
No doubt.
You're a rationalizing fan, which is okay.
You are too.
Sometimes, not always.
Oh, Evan.
Give me an example.
Evan, our very first Football Tuesday show, you came in after the Jet season effectively ended and people were crying and basically chest-thumped Joe Beninga via Zoom because you couldn't believe they beat the Bills, the Jets.
It was a great win.
You lost Aaron Rodgers for the year.
Hold on.
You rationalized that the season wasn't over because of the defense and all of that. When you season it, you rationalized, which, by the way, you call it, we're all the same.
I think it's a different kind of rationalizing. I was excited that my team won a football game against a division rival in dramatic fashion. Like, do you remember they won a game in overtime on a punt return walk-off touchdown?
I remember.
Like, what was I supposed to do? Say, no big deal.
So you
It's funny. You almost forget how dramatic that win was.
Thank you, Tiki.
With everybody rushing the end zone.
But Robert Saleh.
Robert Saleh was down there.
And 10 seconds later, Robert Saleh said, yeah, it looks like it's the worst we feared. And that ended the excitement. I would not be excited about drafting Bo Nix. I would rationalize. You find a way to up it into excitement. I would never do that.
I was excited they won a game. That's far different. That's a horrible comparison. It really is. If you wanted to say, hey, look at the Met offseason, and maybe I rationalize something through that, like I didn't want a player and they got a player. Like if they lose Pete Alonso next year and I rationalize, well, we got Alex Bregman, then you have every right to call me out. But I wouldn't do that. I can promise you that.
Okay. So you know what? Then I'm sticking to it. I'm not going to rationalize anything anymore.
Well, here's what I heard. I don't know if the audience heard this. If the Giants draft Bo Nix, he's eating cat litter. That's what I heard. I heard that as a guarantee, right, Tiki?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not really.
I mean, he said he would rather.
Well, I would rather.
Well, then, will you eat cat litter if they draft Bo Nix?
No, you're hearing it wrong. If they don't draft Bo Nix, that's when he should eat cat litter.
You're right, Tiki.
No, because I don't want them. But that doesn't make sense either.
But right. You'll be so happy they didn't draft him.
Because what you said was, I would rather eat cat litter than them draft Bo Nix. So if they don't draft Bo Nix, then in a binary system here, the only other thing to do is eat the cat litter.
All right.
I think Tiki's a spot on. If they don't draft Bo Nix, you have to eat cat litter.
I got a good compromise. If the draft ends and they've drafted Bo Nix, out of protest, I will go with kitty litter, a whole thing, and I will stand outside the Giant facility and eat it in spoonfuls, begging them never to play the guy.
All right, fair enough. I accept.
Nice.
Except that one.
I can't wait.
When we come back, we will give you a countdown to the NHL trade deadline, give you quick analyses on what happened and didn't happen, and more of your calls on Russell Wilson. Does he want to live here? Does he want to be the king of New York? And do the Giants want to hand the keys over to Russ himself? We'll mix in some baseball later on, and of course, your calls 877-337-6666.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.